Next message.
Hey, it's Nicole. Look, I know we had plans this weekend, but marketing's forcing me to go to New York. I can't get out of it. I have to fly out of town today. So that means that you are going to have to spend the weekend with my boyfriend like we'd planned on. I mean, you know, my other boyfriend. You know, no one can replace you, honey. But anyways, so yeah, I can't get out of it. And, you know, I was looking at flights here. And stop it. I'm on the phone. It's him. Yeah, baby. So I got to fly out of town tonight, and you're going to have to take care of my boyfriend like I usually do. You remember everything that we've been practicing for? Mm-hmm. Everything that you've been jerking off so hard to. Well, I'm not going to be there, and you're going to have to take care of him all on your own, and I told him he can do whatever he wants with you. Don't worry, this doesn't make you gay or anything. Of course not. You're just helping me out while I'm gone. Everything will be fine. Just do this thing for me, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk more about it later. I'll call you on the way to the airport. Bye, baby.
End of message. Next message.
Hey, baby. We're on the way to the airport now. I'm wearing the necklace you got me. He was able to book me the last seat in business class, thank God. So yeah, we're in the car right now, on our way. And you know, I'm looking at him right now. And I'm thinking I want to say goodbye to his cock one last time. Maybe give you one final lesson on how to suck his cock before I go into the air. I don't want you texting me for the rest of the night. You're on your own after he drops me off until tomorrow. He's getting hard just hearing me talk about this. Eyes on the road, baby. I have my feet up on the dash right now, wiggling my toes. He is going to be so ferociously horny after he drops me off. I feel like I should do you a little favor and get him off first. You know he's gonna want to come again, though. You know how bulls are. Yeah, so hard right now. It's bursting out of his pants. Wouldn't be too dangerous if I just reached over and unzipped him. Just expertly pulling out that giant cock. It's so pretty. Oh, it's so big. Big giant head, swollen. I love the way it shoots out cum. He's a very, very heavy cummer. Makes big, hard squirts. It gets all over the place if you're not careful, so make sure you do a good job and receive it all. He is so fucking rock hard. Oh my God. I can't even squeeze it. It's so hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, I wish he was coming with me so he could fuck me on the plane. Well, there's no harm in me sucking it one last time. Nobody's gonna be able to see us with these windows tinted like this. We have a while to go anyways. We can just... Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, baby. He only has one hand on the steering wheel right now. The other hand, it's pulling up my skirt. Pulling down my pantyhose. Moving my thong to the side. It's so wet for you, baby. Can you feel? Where are you gonna miss this pussy, baby? I know it's not the same, but he's gonna try. He'll be a very, very good boy. Won't you, baby? Sorry, I forgot I had you there. Yeah, remember everything I said? Fucking whatever. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
End of message. Next message.
Good morning, baby. I heard somebody had a long, hard night sleeping on the floor last night. I know you could have slept on the couch while he slept in bed, but I told him to make you sleep on the floor. I wanted you to be close by him. You are his property for this weekend, after all. I know, it's a lot for you right now. But I did you a favor. When he dropped me off, I instructed him to make you sleep on the floor and only to jerk off onto your face. I already talked to him. I know he went through with it, and you did too. You let him. He did not technically force you, did he, faggot? Yeah, you're a real faggot now. You let him jerk off on your face. You let another man, a better man, jerk off on your face, as you should. Bow to your superiors. That's me and him, obviously. You're our slut now. He marked you with his cum, and you loved it, didn't you? I always knew that you were a little fucking faggot. Well, that was just a quick initiation. Today, you're gonna be a real fucking faggot slut bitch for him. You're gonna serve him in every possible way. That means you're gonna suck and fuck his cock. I hope that you haven't been slipping with your anal training, because you know how big he is, and you know that he is not patient. He'll give you like 1 second to adjust to having his cock in you, and then that's it. He's just going to pound you until he comes. There's nothing I can do about it. You want him to come, don't you? I left out some panties and a dress and a blonde wig. So, you know, from his perspective, it'll kind of be like it's me. It won't be gay for him, especially when he's fucking you from behind. You have to leave the panties on, obviously. You make sure you're totally shaved for him, totally smooth. You have to look presentable. It was very nice of him to do what I asked and take it easy on you last night, but all bets are off today. It's his day off and he needs to relax. You know, his job puts so much stress on him. Makes him so angry sometimes. Ugh. So he needs this to function. He needs to get all of that rage out. You're going to be soaked in his sweat, just so you know. He fucks for a long time. It's pretty intense. Maybe he'll let you shower afterwards. That'd be a nice little privilege for you. Or would you like to stay soaked in his ball sweat, faggot? Oh, you're such a good boyfriend. So willing to do whatever I want. I'm so proud of you. I'm gonna think of a special reward that I can give you if you're very good today and do everything I told you and everything that he says. So be a good boy and I'll think of something really, really good, okay? I promise. Have a good day, honey.
End of message. Next message.
I'm so glad to hear that you were able to suck his cock to completion. I wasn't sure if your tiny, virgin little mouth could handle that. He's so mean sometimes, too, when he wants to come. He loves blowjobs. You know that. You sucked his cock many fucking times, didn't you, faggot? He told me everything. He told me he used you again and again. And you know what else he told me? He told me that he saw your tiny little dick getting hard in those panties. Sounds pretty fucking gay, doesn't it? You can't tell me you don't like it. I know what it's been doing to you. I know that this trip has changed you. You're a faggot now. You're a real faggot. I know I said that I'd give you a reward. Still gonna do that, but you have to continue to be good. You have to continue to let him fuck your face and whatever else he wants. You better be totally hairless. Now, you should probably go get your slut uniform before he finds you running around looking like a boy. So remember, he's not a faggot, you are. Bye, baby.
Next message.
Am I on speakerphone now? Can you hear me? Okay, great. Hey, I know that you're a little, tied up right now, baby. Yeah, and I told him to put the gag on you, too, because, you know, we don't want you talking and ruining this. We're gonna have phone sex, baby, while he fucks you. That's your surprise. Yeah, he needs to hear my voice while he sticks it in you. It's really going to help him stay hard, and I just really want to listen to it, especially for your first time. So, don't hold back, baby. It's okay if it hurts a little bit. It's supposed to hurt. It'll get easier, I promise. Now you're going to have to be a very good slut for him. A real faggot, I told you this day would come, so if you haven't been training your ass, you have no one to blame but yourself. Yeah, this is gonna be nothing like my strap-on, baby. This is the real thing, a real cock, a real man. And as you already know, he refuses to wear condoms. So be prepared for that. Oh, come on, baby. That's my favorite part. No. All right, baby. Just ignore him. Just pay attention to me. Don't think about him. Just to use him like a little fuck toy. That's what he's there for. I wanted to give him to you. He's your property now. You totally deserve to be in control of him. You know, I so admire you, sir. Your big, giant, mighty cock deserves to be totally satisfied. Everyone should drop what they're doing all the time to make sure that your big cock can come. Oh, I fucking love your cock. I miss it so much. Oh, I can't wait for you to fuck me again. Yeah, stick your cock inside of him. Stick your cock inside our slut. Fuck it for me, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're such a good fuck. Your cock feels so good. He should be honored that you're fucking him. Oh. You own my pussy. I promise I won't let him fuck me anymore. I promise you can own my pussy completely, sir. Yeah. Yeah, you're the only one that's allowed to fuck me. Oh. Yeah, fuck that stupid little bitch. Oh, fuck that little faggot.
Come with me, baby.
I'm coming. I can't move my legs. Oh, that's just what I needed. Oh, did you come too? Did you come right inside of it? Right inside our little cup dump, yeah. Oh. That was so hot. Yeah, do whatever you want with him for the rest of the day. I'll be home tomorrow. Yeah, tell him I said bye. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Next message.
Hello, my little faggot. There's no sense in me calling you anything else now. I bet you still have some cum deep inside your ass and hasn't even leaked its way out yet. Oh, you are totally a fucking faggot now. 100%. Undeniably. You are my faggot. Now, as you know, he makes me come harder than you ever could. Even on the phone. I never, ever come for you like that, like I just did. You know it feels nice when you lick my pussy, though. I love that. And you're going to be doing a lot more of that when I get home. And sucking cock. Basically, if you want to stay in a relationship with me and stay in our apartment together and ever have a chance of cuddling in bed with me ever again, you're going to have to agree to all this, everything I say. You don't really have a choice or an opinion anymore. Just so you know. What, if you think you're so tough, then why did you let a man fuck you in the ass? That's what I thought. You're a weak little bitch. You always have been. You just needed time to adjust to your new life. I'm so glad that this weekend happened. And of course, I meant everything I said to him yesterday. He owns my pussy, and I'm not gonna fuck you anymore out of respect for him. But I'll still let you jerk off for me and stuff, and you get to look at me and be near me. And for now, you can still cuddle up with me and squeeze my curves and hips and thighs and my breasts when you're a really, really good boy. You'll be totally content. And you'll be sucking cock for me all the time. I want my other boyfriend to be very happy. He's your bull. He's not just my bull now, he's yours. You want to serve him, don't you? You want to be a good little faggot for him? Suck his balls and fill them up? Oh, I could go on and on about his beautiful cock and balls. But you, little faggot, you're going to have to stay in panties from now on all the time. That's what a good cuckold does. You're going to need to show respect and submission to me all the time. You need to be reminded that this is your place. This is your life now. You just have to get used to it. You can never be without me. You'd come crawling right back. Because you're a faggot and you need to be used. I expect you to thank me. To get down on your hands and knees and kiss my shoes when I come home. Thank me for doing this to you, faggot. I really have missed you. Can't wait to see you.
End of messages.